What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Hello, my name is Mark Moore. I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
And also, we're very pleased today to have Fire Chief Brian Anderson from Clay County Fire and Rescue. Today, we're going to be talking about, it's very fitting that Brian's here today. We're going to do a show to commemorate September 11th. Mm-hmm. And I want to, I guess, precede this by just a little story I've got about September 11th. When I started out in the insurance business, in 95, 96, I ended up insuring a larger nonprofit business that it was just so weird. I was actually doing business with an underwriting. It was Aon Risk Services, and they were located in the World Trade Centers. I remember at the time that I was talking to an underwriter, her name was Pia, and you know, when you're in the insurance business and you're working on maybe a customer, you know, you kind of get familiar with your underwriter and, you know, there's things that have to be done. You have to make changes or new policies, things of that nature. So you end up, and I think Kathy will agree, at some point you end up talking to your underwriter and
you have a relationship with
the insurance carrier, which you like to have. And so I just couldn't believe that here I was in Clay County, little old Hayesville, little old, you know, agency that we had at the time, and I'm dealing with people in the World Trade Center. Like, it just didn't seem like, you know, here we are, the most rural place you could be in North Carolina, and I'm, you know, doing business with the World Trade Center. And I remember very distinctly one day, I said, Pia, you need to get out of there. I said, I don't think you're safe in that building. And I don't know why I felt that, but I remember very explicitly talking to her about that. And she says, well, I know. And I talked about how, you know, it almost been bombed before by this blind chic. There's a bomb that blew up in the basement and it smoked everything up. But I just didn't have a good feeling about her being in that building. And, of course, you know, September 11th happens. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I know people that are in this building. After this happened, Aon Risk Services, sadly, was above the plane. So everybody there that was there that day died. I tried to find her name on the list. I don't know if her name was a nickname or if she got out. I never did find out what the end of the story it was, but that really hit home with me because I actually had a relationship with somebody that was in the building or, you know, worked there. Mm-hmm. It was all a shock. I remember it very distinctly. And I remember even hearing this from another customer that I insured a guy that was in New York that lived in Manhattan. He had a secondary home over in around the Ranger area, and he told me he watched the World Trade Centers collapse from his porch on his
house. Sends pictures of different things.
You know, he's passed away now. He was a great guy. Yeah. His name was Joe Coster, but very, very good guy. Just got along with him really, really well. So it was just a really, everybody knows where they were that day. It's getting to the point now where we have, like, my kids are younger, you know, so they don't remember September 11th. So we got a phone call. Excuse us, folks. So we've got a, you know, kids today don't think about September 11th like we do. I mean, because they were not alive when it happened. It's kind of like my generation doesn't remember having the, you know, John F. Kennedy assassination. So that day in September 11th, Brian, where were you? Were you in the fire service at that point? Or even
No,
high
I was
school?
Actually still in high school.
That's what I thought.
10th grade English class.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, everybody knows what. So it was just I was actually in the insurance business. And I remember one of my employees says, hey, an airplane has hit the World Trade Center. Well, in my mind, it felt like, okay, it's probably like I had a vision of like some little plane with maybe an advertisement they're pulling behind and somehow crashed. And then we found out really soon that that was not the case. I mean, it was a commercial, you know, airliner. And then things started getting crazy. And Kathy was the girl next door at where I work. My insurance office was next door to Kathy. That's how we met. Everybody was trying to fix us up.
Yeah, I was going girls next door.
Yeah, so yes. Kathy had a TV.
At where I worked, yeah.
And so I went over there, and on live TV, I watched the second tower collapse right in front of my eyes. And it's right. Like, oh, my gosh. And then you hear the Capitol buildings being hit by a plane. It's like, it's just the craziest day ever. But that was my little story about, you know, me having a connection with somebody, Aon Risk Services, that... you know, was actually worked there. And I'm sure I wish I had kept it because we have a shredding service. I don't keep the records for so long, but I wish I had kept some of the correspondence I had that had the World Trade Center on the correspondence that I had, because I had a whole file of that was going back and forth. Kathy, Brian may not know this either, but right after September 11th, it was in October and things were still, you know, the first thing, we're trying to find out why this happened, who did this. Mm-hmm. But in October, your uncle in Tennessee passed away. He was only 53 years old. He had had cancer, but he also was a fire chief.
Yes, he was.
And they made a very big, it was a very big production. He was a very humble man. He would have not gone along with this.
No,
he actually took him in the procession in the fire truck and It was on the news because mm-hmm. he was, you know, fire chief had passed away, and it just kind of played in with September 11th. But that was very touching. They did that for him. But I think I remember being there with your uncle and watching those big old firemen just crying. I mean, mm-hmm. they were really upset, you know, because he was very well respected and liked in Tennessee. Yes. But it was just a crazy time in America. And, you know, today, here we are years later, and it still is something that obviously is talked about. It did change the insurance industry because we had to start doing what's called a terrorism exclusion form.
Right.
Not all carriers were going to cover, quote, terrorism after this happened.
Right.
So that's something that changed within the industry. Brian, well, you being a fire chief, what kind of events, I guess you said there's been some memorial events that you go to for September 11th and after all these years, and what's it like being a fireman? I guess that's still thought about now, is it? Even, you know, because so many firemen died that day. I mean, it was the worst day in the history of the fire service and ever, maybe, you know, for that to happen. And I can't remember how many people died that day, but it was, you know, it's your brothers, right? I mean, the sisters in the fire department that I'm sure you have a connection with anybody you meet that's it's a firefighter, right, Brian? I mean, you meet somebody else, you have an instant relationship with them, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, and it truly is a big brotherhood and sisterhood. I mean, it's interesting. We can go to weekend fire schools. We'll go to conferences, state conferences that we go to. National Fire Academy is a big one. It's up in Emmitsburg. That's where every year for the line of duty desk for the firefighters, they have one big get together, and that's when they honor the firefighters who died that year. Yeah. But they erected a bunch of stuff up there for the September 11th. They got some really good monuments. It's funny how it trickles no matter where you go. You're always going to find somebody that you have that connection with that you're going to talk about. Like, yeah, this is what I was doing. A lot of guys, and I will say this, you won't get – you'll get some guys to talk a lot, but a lot of guys don't want to sit there and revisit horror stories.
I'm sure,
They'll briefly talk about it, but – a lot of times you won't go in depth with them because that's memories they don't want to bring back.
And that's basically your job. I mean, every day, every year, you're in some kind of dire situation for people. I mean, when you've been a firefighter and you're the first responder. I mean, you're there a lot of times with auto accidents and things you've got to be there for. I'm sure, like you said, a lot of people just don't want to talk about things they have to see, the trauma they go through. So I think that we are at a breaking point here today. We're having a memorial service or a memorial show, I guess I could say, about September 11th, sharing some things with Chief Brian Anderson. And we will be back after the break and talking some more about, trying to reflect back on that day and also just what it's like to be a a fireman and being that brotherhood, and also just want to pay respects to it was a major change in America.
Yes.
And also in the insurance business as well. So, okay, so I'm Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We'll be back after the break.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore, and we're here to let you know where our locations are. More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance. We have 5 locations. 3 of them are called More Insurance Services. 1 is located in Blairsville, Georgia, on right across from Home Depot and next to the post office. Come by and see Cindy Odom, Greg Buchanan, Joanne Grazik, and Ashley Miller to help you out with your insurance needs there in Blairsville. Also have another location in Hiawassee, Georgia, located at 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're right next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see Rose. She'll help you there. And lastly, our last location for More Insurance Services is located in Hayesville, North Carolina, on Highway 64. We're next to United Community Bank. Come by and see Mandy Soesby, Vaughn Hobbs, Diane Lampe, Amy Kitchens, Mark Moore, and Kathy Moore. We'd like to help with your insurance needs is there. Also, our other location is called Mountain Insurance. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, on Highway 64 as well. Right past the Arby's, please come by and see Velda Dockery, Heather Temple, or, of course, Emily McKeon. And our last location is in Blue Ridge, Georgia, right past United Community Bank and Burger King there. Come by and see Jeremy Payne, Carrie Van Zant, and Kathy Hunter. I'd love to help you with your insurance. Check out all these radio podcasts on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You can also request a free quote, as well as like us on Facebook.
Okay. So today we're reflecting back on September 11th. It's very fitting that we've got Chief Brian Anderson here with us today because, you know, he is the fire chief in Clay County. And obviously this was a huge day for, a terrible day for, the firefighting community when, people were there to try to save lives and ended up losing their home. So yeah, it was a really sad day. And, you know, most people watch the documentaries of it, I should say. And somebody like my daughter is like 15 years old. I think they had something at school about it. And, you know, it's all new to them. They didn't know.
She came in and was all upset about it. I'm like, well, we were. It was a long time ago. And she, I think it touches home when they show that stuff to them at school.
But a lot of times, well, you know, if you're in the firefighting business, you're running towards the fire, not away from it.
Right.
And, you know, I know Brian has been there in the thick of things, and we were talking about during the break, you know, sometimes maybe people just don't want to talk about things that you see being a firefighter. I mean, it's a lot of things happen, you know, car accidents, fires, and, you know, it's a, I'm sure it's not for the weak of heart because you got to be a certain kind of person to do this job.
Right.
So what about, Brian, I would think you being a first responder, the drug epidemic has got to be pretty bad too, I would think. I mean, you probably see people that are having overdoses and things of that nature you got to deal with. And that's been a change back from, say, we were in school. I think that's gotten worse in the country as well since 9/11 even. I mean, it's just
more prevalent. It has also gotten a lot worse. And unfortunately, and it kind of one of those, it kind of comes in spurts. We'll run 10 overdoses in 1 month, and we'll take a break for a month or so, and then we're right back at it. And unfortunately, it's just the pandemic's there.
Is it opioid crisis, is that what they call
it?
And the people go into meth, I guess, after that sort of happens.
Yeah, they're actually mixing a lot of that with fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
And fentanyl by itself, that's where the problem is. A lot of people just by touch. So, I mean, there's been cases on our side, on the public safety side, where literally just by absorption, just off the fentanyl itself, that's enough to take out the first responders.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it's just a hazard just being out there.
I mean, I guess you don't know what you're dealing with when you get there either. So how do you?
And people probably don't tell you the truth, do they? Sometimes, like, you have to. I know one time I was talking to their fire chief. He said, "Look, just tell me what you did. I need to know what you took." And they finally leveled and say, "I did this. I took this." And I'm sure people are afraid they're afraid to try to hide it.
I mean, and even with law enforcement there, because law enforcement's going to be there with us if we do have an incident like that for our protection also. But and that's what we tell them, just be honest.
Yes.
We don't care on that side of it. We need to know what medication to give you.
Because you're there to help them.
Narcan, the problem with Narcan is if you take too much, you overdose, give Narcan, that's just short acting. That doesn't guarantee that when we leave, if you don't want to go to the hospital in 10 minutes, you're not going to go right back into another overdose.
Right.
You know, it just blocks the symptoms of that. So that's why we really need to know what you took, how much you took, and that's why we say, well, okay, well, you need to go to the hospital. Because
yeah. Right.
The chance of relapse on this, that Narcan is going to wear off.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing that's changed. Thing about just the, you know, talking about September 11th today too, but just, you know, that's something that's come up new that the fire department's had to deal with. I know it's always been a problem with drugs or whatnot, but that's happened just since that time. I was just thinking about that. Kathy, where you were on September 11th, but what do you think? Remember about that? September 11th, you were there.
I was working, and of course. The place I worked at, they had a TV, so for some reason they had the TV on, and then all these different things started happening, and we were like, couldn't believe it. It was really, you know, hard to watch what was happening and trying to figure out what was going on, and it was very, upsetting that this was happening. And then of course you worked next door at the time, so I think I told you, and you guys started coming over. Your employees and you guys started coming over. Looking
Kathy
at it too.
Yeah, so Kathy and I started dating that year.
Right.
It was in January. Mm-hmm. Our first date was January the 8th. We went to, it was the Country Cottage Restaurant.
Yes.
Which became Mary's Southern Grill, and that was right. Our first little date or whatever,
right.
Lunch date. And she was checking me out, and I was checking her out, I guess, right? So.
I guess so.
But by September 11th, though, it's like, okay, after this happened,
Kathy's like, okay,
I'll marry you now because the world's coming to end,
I
want to get married before the world.
Time.
That's what it felt like, the world's coming to end. And in some ways, the world did come to end from what we had before.
Right.
It's never been the same since that day.
It's definitely changed since then. When we travel, everything, yeah.
Yeah.
To go through screenings and different things they do now, and yeah, it's a little.
Even on our honeymoon, we were flying, and you know, people were looking at some crazy person had tried to blow up her shoe or something. Remember that
the shoe guy,
they were looking at people's shoes and.
Oh, when we went over to Europe that one time, they had a bomb. It was right after they bombed over in London.
Yeah,
we
were
concerned
too.
If we should have been going on this trip that we had planned for a long, long time, but we did that. And they had, of course, the safety was everything was up at that time, so yeah. That was not good.
We had another little story. It was in the paper years ago, but it was said that this Muhammad Atta came to Copper Basin, to Copper Hill. And I met the guy, Mr. Whitener, down there that he had came. He said it was kind of strange that there were two of them. And they came and they were asking questions about the chemicals that were at Copper Basin. You could read this in the newspaper. Go back and read in the newspaper. And he said that after the... after the bombing happened on the trade centers, and they had the picture up of Muhammad Atta, he's like, "Oh my gosh, that's the same guy that I saw in Copper Hill." And he said,
"Then he called the FBI."
And he said that I don't know what they were trying to do in Copper Hill, but they were asking some kind of chemicals that were there,
right?
And he said there were two of them, and the Muhammad Atta is the one that was doing the talking, and their guy just stood off from the side. And he said you just could feel just a really bad
feeling about
these people, and you could feel the evil off of them, is what he told me.
Hmm.
I guess it's his story, tell, not mine. But it was in the paper, too. You could go back and read it in the paper. But I actually got to talk to the guy that met him. So it kind of hit close to home here. I mean, I had different ways.
Considering why they were here. You know?
That was one of them.
Why were they here?
You know, and then me having a relationship with an underwriter that was in Aon Risk Services. Having the customer that watched the trade centers fall from his front yard. So it was just kind of, there are little connections there that made it more real almost. I mean, it was as real as it could be anyway, but it was just the little people or little relationships you have with people that, you know, were there as well. That you kind of get more personalized when you knew somebody that was there to witness that. So here we are. I guess we're... anything else you want to say, Kathy, about it? I guess that was, we did get married.
Yeah, we got married.
September 11th. Yeah. So Kathy said
that
yes.
I wasn't on yeah, September 11th. We got engaged.
Yeah, after right after. So it was kind of like, well, what the heck? I guess I'll just have a choice. But
yeah,
marry
yeah, yeah.
We're going to get married.
That's exactly.
But I want to, it's really.
Poor thing.
Yeah, really want to thank, I got her in the insurance business. So that was really great. But I just want to thank Brian for coming by today and spending time with us. That was really great, Brian. And,
thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you. And again, go by and join the department. You couldn't find a better group of people than the fire department. So. Brian, I'd be glad to talk to you about becoming a member, as well as other departments in the area, I'm sure, looking for members as well. So, again, this is Mark Moore with Kathy Moore. We're on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.